ואלה שמויס לישראל הבוי מצרים מויס יעקב איש ובייס מויס אז זה פרימקובי זה סימן ריש פי היי brings down the דורשי רשומויס would say that the word שמויס is ראשי טייבס שתיים מיקרו ואיך אותרנו זה הלוך שכנו, אנחנו הולכים שבס, עם ריש פי היי שתיים מיקרו ואיך עוד תרגו but מפורשים say even more from that the first word ואלה שמויס so the verb is וחייב אודום ליקרויס הפרשו שתיים מיקרו ואיך עוד תרגו so not only שמויס שתיים מיקרו ואיך עוד תרגו וחייב אודום ליקרוי הפרשו שתיים מיקרו ואיך עוד תרגו Rebbe brings it down. The Chidob brings it down b'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim. So the question is the following. Okay, it's a nice vault. I would push it in Parshas Bereishis. We start Parshas Bereishis. Give me a remez. You say shtayim mikro v'ratag. You need a remez in Parshas Shmois? It's the wrong chumash. So some people say that the chiddush is the machlekes in the Gemara when you say over a name atoris v'divon if you offer it to say three times or not because there's no targum Reuven you say Reuven three times there's no point. The Gemara says chayav odom la'ashim parshiyos v'matzibu shtayim mikro v'echot targum ve'afilu atoris v'divon. So the ele shmois the chiddush is that even in shmois you have to say shtayim mikro v'echot targum. This is what I saw in the Sforim. But nachzach if someone can zog an andosh. In Bereishis, everyone does Shnei Mikro Ve'echot Targum. But that's not. Because the Chumash Mois, now in the middle of the man, now is the time to read Nachizut. The guys start to miss night Seder, some guys leave before 11 o'clock. Then is the time to get Nachizut. In the beginning of the man, everyone is there. That's not the Nachizut. So also the Torah felt the place for Shnei Mikro Ve'echot Targum is in Shmois. So the Pasuk brings up, you call Nefesh Yetzer Yaakov Shimim Nefesh, ובני ישראל פורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו פסוק זיין ויעצמו במאויד מאויד ותמלא האורץ הישר. So the Maharal says that the first פשט הפוסק ובני ישראל פורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו במאויד מאויד ותמלא האורץ הישר. So the Maharal says פשט עברתאיץ' first they became so much they grew more so there was no place in Eretz Goshen but mainly they started to spread out first they lived in the Yiddish Shtetl and when the Yiddish Shtetl got full they started to move out so at the beginning Yosef put them in Goshen and no one was planning to move out of Goshen but it started to be crowded in Goshen they moved out pshat Zogdu Beis Halevi the Pasuk says later Vayakutsu Shayan Oysam Ganifa Vayakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael that the Goyim could not stand Klal Yisrael Vayakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael Pasuk Yud Beis Kasher Yan Oysam Ganifa Vayakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael so Mipnei Bnei Yisrael so the Besalevi said when Klal Yisrael were inside Goshen was no schus for the Shibud. When the Yidden tried to become closer to the Goyim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Hamas, then he brings the Goyim to start up with us. It says in Germany, where the most friendly that Yidden could have been with Goyim, the most nice, the most high class that people played with the Goyim, the worstest Goyim that hated Yidden came from the same place. We would say that this first antisemic would start from Poilin, where the Goyim started Yidden Mamish Shazay. Over the places that all the Yidden were shaving, no one had payers, no one had nothing. Dear they will start seen as Israel. Like the Pung Fakel. The Hashem makes that the Goyim will hate us when we try to be with them. So the Seder was Vatimole Oretz Oysom. Only when Klal Yisrael started to get positions all over and tried to be a part of the Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings. We said once, Chazal say, Sina, Shiodo Sina Le'uma Sa'ilom. That the Sina came to the Uma Sa'ilom, not Pashas because we're learning Torah. It's not only that. In the middle we became special Yidden, what was the Shmira? That the Goyim will hate us. Because if Chas V'Shalom the Goyim will not hate us, that's not I'm saying it, Chazal saying, Gozru al Yeinom, Gozru al Pitom. Hashem doesn't want that the Goyim will like us. Someone tries, he'll be Fakir. He'll make the Goyim to like us. Spook Fakir. The more that you look different from the Goyim, you go on the bus and you look different, the Goyim hates you less, not hates you more. Hashem doesn't need that the Goyim will hate you when you're not mixing in. It means that the Salevi of Pasuk says, Nirmiyo, Matasi, Kitil Bishishoni, Kitadni Ade Azov, Kitikri Bapuch Enaich, Lashov Tisiapi, Kimos Boch, Agovim Yenafshu Lenafshech. You try to put yourself, it's Chavar on your time. Hashem made them to hate you. So the Pasuk Rashi says, פורו וישרצו וירבו ויעצמו ממועיד מועיד שהיו שישו יולדויס בקרס אחד. כן, זה חזר. Now, when we want to learn חומש רשי, one of my thoughts is to know how to learn. What is the stichus to the word וישרצו? I would put in the word פורו. I would put the רשי in the word וירבו. I would put the word ויעצמו. רשי decided in the word וישרצו, Shisha bekeres echot. See, Chazal said that this was unbelievable, shalei b'derech hateva, unusual, poru v'yishrutzu v'yar v'yatzu mo'im. Rashi chose the word v'yishrutzu. So this is chachomim, look good. It says two pshatim. One pshat, he says, that miloshin sheretz, that's an achbor, that the achbor is mo'il shisha. But he says a different word. That poru and v'yirbu, poru means one has one. Yirbu means one has a lot. Why the Vayishritzu is in the middle of Poru V'Rovu? We know Alamol, Chazal, Kol Sheinu Poru V'Rove, Pru V'Rvu, Pru V'Rvu, Pru V'Rvu. Here, so the word Pru V'Rvu, Vaistois go together. Pru means you have to have kids, V'Rvu you have to have a lot. The word Vayishritzu is not in the right place. So Al Kolchoch, it was a Pru that made a Rovu. That one on one, but he made, not that a lot of times it was poru, the poru made v'rovu. So this is the reason the Torah separate the word poru v'yishritzu and he put it together in between. V'yokom melech chodosh al Mitzrayim asher lo yoda es Yosef. Rashi says, Rav Shmuel chadomar chodosh mamesh, chadomar asher lo yoda es Yosef. Oso atzmoi ki'ilu lo yodea. Mamesh ashver Rashi. שלא יודע את יוסף, אוסו עצמי כאילו אינו יודע. So, the shadow was the pshat. So, the Biskerov brings down, the victim of Biskerov, as a medrash, that Yosef made all different rules that he have to protect the Yidden. There's all different rules, and he made himself that he doesn't know these rules. I want to say, Givaldi Givon, that I heard from Rabbi Mochach, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha last year, I heard it after Chumash year last year, so I couldn't say it over. And I think it's a nice vote. Maybe it's a sharper vote also. I will start Kaseida. It has like maybe three or four levels to the vote. Three or four levels for the vote. But it's a beautiful Zayn Ilu Nishmasri. Yizok Nazay. Rashi says, Osa Atzmoy Ki'ilu Lo Yodea. Why he has to make himself kilo? He doesn't remember Yosef. I remember Yosef, and I fight Yosef. I'm at Melech Mitzrayim. I know Yosef. I know him. I remember, but I understand it to be. The Torah says, "Akor Asatoyf." Yeah, Akor Asatoyf. So a medrash, the notion of medrash is the medrash brings down. Instead of bringing here a medrash. אמרו המצרים לפרוי, בואי ונזדבק לאום הזו. אמר להם, שויטים, till now I ate בזכוס יוסף. ילמור לי יוסף, he will not be living. כאילו שלא ישום עליהם, הורידו מכיסו ג' חידושים, עד שאומר להם, כל מה שאתם רואים, הרי אני יוסף. הכל עשה טוי, זה הכל עשה טוי. אבל לכל זה very sure. Okay. So what is the tvi and the goy? God, he made himself that he doesn't remember Yosef. He killed the Yidden. He killed the little kids. But you know, this king, He made himself kill, he doesn't remember Yosef. But he kills Yidden, Anakola Satoiv. This is the Tvi and the Goy. He's killing all of Yidden. So first of all, you see the Tvi has to be such a mushchas, even from a Goy, that is a Ritzeach, you could mourn Akola Satoiv. Even from a Goy. Hashem, a man, a Goy, and he doesn't have Akola Satoiv. A nice word. A Tvi and Goy. He could kill us. But a guy, Shalom Yodas, Yosef, Osa Hatzmei, that he doesn't have a Kol HaSatoiv. Nishe. But Rabbi Baruch said that he's Sefes. Maybe I'm Yosef it. That's what I understand. Yosef could never, I'm sorry, Paroi could never do what he did if he would make himself that he remembers Yosef. How much he hated the Yidden, HaKol HaSatoiv will not let him to do what he did. He had to pretend himself that he's not Makir Yosef. So the Givaliga, some people go away to the world. They don't deliver the meal of a sudden. No, they don't want to give money to the mir. They can't face it. You know what they do? When they hear about the power meaning of the mir, they don't go around like they belong to the mir. They can't help themselves. I'm a mir and I'm not helping. Abachu, you help him in life. I'm not gonna help myself. He might do everything for him. A person can't be not a Makir Toiv. He just forgets who is his Rebbe. He asked that person, "Where you learned?" Teret Mima. He lived for 2 years in the mirror. He fools himself. Not he fools the world. We call it selective memory. No one could remember and not have a Kol HaSatoiv. He said, "You see it in life." Who is Yishatchen? He says two names. The third person that he doesn't mention is the one that he's not planning to be Makir Toiv. So he erases the memory. Because a person, a human being, cannot be Makir Toiv. So the way that he's not Makir Toiv, he doesn't remember that he owes a Kol HaSatoiv. A person in his life never is not Makir Toiv. Who was your Rabbeim? I don't remember who was my Rabbeim. I live in Chicago. Who was my Rabbeim? I don't remember. No member of the Rabbi. When you remember them, you have to make a Kol HaSatoiv. Paroi, the only way that he managed to kill Yidden is also Atzma Kilo Eno Zecher as Yosef. Although if you remember Yosef, he says you go Keseder in life. You see, the people that don't help the Fashidim and Moizdas, with the years, ask them where they were alive, they skip these places. Who's your Rabbi? The ones that are not in touch, they don't mention their names. It's not that he doesn't call him to say hello. He erases from his head that this is his Rebbe. But if he remembers that this is his Rebbe, he calls him a Makir Toiv. This is the vault I heard from Bani Baruch. I heard it last year when I was going around to the trip for the mirror. I told him, "Zog me an episode I could say over." So it was Pasha Shmois. So this is the vote of Rabbi Baruch. I think it's a Givaldik Rashi. It's like Rashi is Soit. So the Be'etzim, it's Midrashim, that Paroi was struggling. The Medrash states, I thought today, I saw the Medrash inside, I thought it's Mavash like Rabbi Baruch. The Medrash says, Fakert, that Paroi wanted to Makir Toiv, and he was not masking for 3 months to be Paroi. And they took him off his Kiseh for 3 months. But then he said, then the COVID was too much for him, so he decided to be a bad king. So what he did, not that he decided, Afal Piken, so he made himself to forget from Yosef. Forget Rashi with the Medrash, as Mamash Rabbi Baruch's vote. The Medrash says, Paroi was a Makir Toiv. He couldn't not. He was masking to give up his cheer. After 3 months, they forced him to put him in the corner. So Rashi says, not Hoya Kofi Toiva. And this is the vote. There's no Kofi Toiva in the world. People that are Kofi Toiva, race from the memory that they owe to say a thing. You know what? Right. Zog the Pasuk.
That's Pesha and the Pasuk by Zachar Sarah Mashkin. It was only by Yishkache, it was only Shayach.
Very nice.
Completely took him out of his...
Very nice. Probably there's adding a pshat. But it says, Vezochar Sarah Mashkin, is Yosef Vezochar. It's a Chazal, Shtel. What is Vezochar Sarah Mashkin Vezochar? If lo zocher, but mele yishkacheyu. It's Chazal saying, it's a drosha because Yosef. So they say, no, it's not musik to forget. Well, if you don't remember Yosef, if you don't remember that Yosef helped you, no matter, you could forget. So the pasuk says, "V'kasher yanu Yosef ken yirbe v'chen yifroitz v'yakutzu mipnei bnei Yisrael." So it's a gewaltig zach from the Maharal. It's good to say it over. I know it's scary to say it over, but we have to say it over. "Kasher yanu Yosef ken yirbe v'chen yifroitz v'yakutzu mipnei bnei Yisrael." So the Maharal, what does it say? The Maharal. The Maharal brings down Chidush HaGodah and Soito. The Gemara says, "Kasher yanu oisoi ken yirbe v'chein yifroitz." Why it doesn't say ken robo v'ken poratz? Why is Hashem ha'osit? If you look in Rashi, Rashi fixes it. Ken yirbe, ken robo v'ken poratz. Rashi alu yefno. Rashi al ha'teire is neman to pshat. Ken yirbe v'chein yifroitz, ken robo v'ken poratz. So Rashi brings down the Gemara and Soito. Umed Rosh Ruach HaKodesh Yimeres. Ken atem oimrim, pen yirbe v'chen ani oimer. Ken yirbe v'chen yifritz. I'm saying ken yirbe v'chen yifritz. So this is Loshon HaGemara and Soito. HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mevasrom, ken yirbe v'chen yifritz. So the Maharal says, what shteyt ken yirbe v'chen yifritz? Shteyt v'pisa remez in teichem. He says that it's not stam that Hashem made it technically. And the Yidden got punished was more Yidden. It's not bad time. Hashem promised to be a lot of Yidden. And the Mitzrayim were mad at them. And Kasher Yirbe, Kasher Yanu Oisei, Ken Yirbe V'chen Yifritz. So punk it happened. Zog de Maharal, Ki Keinu, Choyk, B'miut Agashmiyas, Misra Beharuchmiyas. V'zohu Sh'om Aruch, HaKodesh Mevasartom, באויסו מידו שהיו מצרים משבדים אויסו, כן הויסו הקדושו דווקי בוהם, ומבשר אס אויסו כן ירבה וכן יפרץ. The more less gashmias that you have, the more ruchmias that you have. And they bring down the maisef and the rashash, and the rashash was sitting and learning, and he had a kasha and tesis in Yevomes for a couple years, and he never knew a pshat. And the netziv was the gadol hador. When he came to the town, the Rashash of Shmuel Strassen, who was also Gadol Teira, and he was also Teira B'Gdul B'Mokrim Echod, they said that he paid to be in Shas Vilna, as they stated in the Mekoyos, that he was rich enough, and he paid, Baruch Hashem, that he had money, but he was like, to see the Rashash, but he paid to get into Shas Vilna. I don't know if it's true or not. As yet, so, the Netziv went to visit him. Netziv in Valozhin. So the Netziv came in Valozhin. So the Rashash Miyad, the God Lador came. He asked him his kasha that he had in Tesis in Yevomis. So the Netziv looked in the sugya once, twice, and the third time he said pshat. So the Rashash had chvish sadas. So the Rashash had chlish sadas. How old could be that? I'm thinking about this kasha for a couple of years, and the Netziv came overnight, and the Netziv has a pshat. So he asked the Netziv, he said, "I know that you got Lador, but the couple came for 5 years. I was oimel pshat in the stasis." So the Netziv told him, "You're right about you learning Torah mitoych hashirus, and I'm learning Torah mitoych hadchak. And while I'm learning Torah mitoych hadchak." So b'meile, I have a bazunder eschus that I'm learning teirim mitechadchak, that I have a special siyata dishmaya. So b'meile, that special siyata dishmaya, while I'm learning teirim mitechadchak, that special siyata dishmaya made me to have a koyach. The Gemara says about one of the amiroim, Shmuel, that he didn't look. The Gemara says that if I would look worse, I would be even a bigger talmid chacham. I'll be even a bigger Talmid Chacham. So that's the Maharal. The Maharal says that Kodesh Baruch Hu made Kasher Yanu Oisoi Ken Yirbe V'chen Yifroitz, that the more that Tzido HaChisoron, you know, Rav Shteyman, doesn't sit, doesn't lean on a chair. In his house, he has on his bed, has a piece of wood, like a little stool. And when he leans back, then he could lean back. Doesn't sit on a chair with armchairs. Not to be Nana Mayla Mazar. Not a Muslim. For sure, every person has to come to his madrege. But a person, no, he has to learn Teyam Mitei Chadchak. So someone asks, what are the Gedolim? What are the Baruch Hashem, I have what I have? So he said, yeah. How about you could learn 10 hours, you could learn 12 hours. Every person could be Meisan Nefesh to Teyam. We're not holding in a door that we have to say, we have to have Teyam Mitei Anias, the Anias. About everyone in his, he's sitting and learning. He doesn't have to take a Pepsi in the middle that he's learning. He's Meisan Nefesh to Teyam. Maral says, "Kachu gozro chokhmosoi, kasher yanu oisoi, ken yirbe vechenifritz." It's not only ova, it's osid. So the pasuk says, we'll go back to pasuk yud. Hava nischak maloi, penirbe vohayo kisikrenu milchomo, venoisav gamhu al soneinu, venimchalonu vaolo min haoretz. Zog the gemara in soito, shloisho hoyu beoiso eitzo. Three people were in the same eitzo. Bilom Iyoy v'Yisroi, prosecute. Bilom sheYoatz ne'erak. He said, "Hava nischak maloi." Iyoy sheShosak nidon beYisuri. Yisroi sheBorach olo legdula. Frank the Briskerov. Bilom sheYoatz was killed. Yisroi that ran away olo legdula. But why Iyoy sheShosak nidon beYisuri? Chazal said that the Yisurim for Iyoy were so hard. The Moses says the tzar of the Sultan was bigger from the tzar of Iyov. Why? Because Iyov only suffered. The Sultan had to give him the most Yisurim without killing him. The Moses says, "Mo b'basal after Zion, God will tzar of the Iyov, Yosef the tzar of the Sultan, Yosef the tzar of the Iyov." Such a shark tzar. What he could have done? His Yisrael ran away. Power did it anyway. After Yisrael ran, it was Bilam v'Paroi against Iyov, he would be voting, he would lose. And you see, Yisrael couldn't say no. The only way was to run away. So the Briskerov, about why when a person has Yisurim, he yells. It helps when you yell. It doesn't help, so why you yell? When it hurts, you have to yell. He told Iyov why you didn't yell. Iyov sheshosak needn't be Yisurim. Why you didn't yell? Say a maaseh that once was a big chassid that he would dab and bang and yell and scream. One of the maskilim came to his house. It was a big rav. He asked his rabbi, said, "I understand your husband wants to dab. Why he has to yell and scream? Man, he can't dab and nicely, polite, you know? He has to scream and bang and shove." He said, "I'll tell you after Shabbos." Okay, you know, that day is Shabbos, so he gave all the money, you know, that he had to watch for after Shabbos. Kids about the Shabbos, he was about to leave. He asked again, "You have a teretz?" He said, "No, next time I'll tell you why my husband screams." He said, "Okay, I could get my money back." So she told him, "What money are you talking about?" He said, "What do you mean, Erev Shabbos, I gave you all my money, my passports." He said, "I'm sorry, I think you gave it to someone else. I never took money from no one." He said, "What do you mean, I gave you my money, my passports, I can't go nowhere?" He said, "I'm very sorry, but you know, in our house, you never gave it, you ever gave it to someone else." He gets it back before he starts to yell and scream. She asked him, "Why are you yelling and screaming? You can't speak mature?" The Teretz is, when something is bothering you, you yell. If it would bother you that Shechinta Begalusa, you will scream and yell. You don't speak mature. If you feel that when you speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, dear is the Yeshua, you have to yell back, you will also do that. That's what she answered it. But B'skerav Gizog, let's not get to our war. But what would help the ear to yell? The Teretz says it doesn't make a difference. A person has to be nice about oil. You know Klal Yisrael are going to suffer and you keep quiet. You know Yidden suffering somewhere else, and you're not saying Shiramalis after Shmoneh Esrei, when the Olam say Tehillim, you move out. Chas v'sholem, Iyov sheshosak nidan beYisurim. Look at the pasuk weiter. Go to pasuk Tezayim. Vayomer biyadechem es haivrim. וראיסם על האבנויים עם בנו ועמיסם מויסוי ועם בסי וחויה. בוא נזח, why he told the Mayaladas ביודכם מסעיבריוס וראיסם על האבנוים מבני והמיסם מויסוי ועם בוסי וחיו. Rashi says he gave them a simon to know inside the stomach, but before the baby comes out, to know if it's a boy or a girl. And he said, kill him. The shadow, what is the vault? Okay, he wants to kill the kids. So he gets a melabati. She gave them a eitzah pashut. If you kill the kid when he comes out, the parents will kill you. So you know, put your hands inside and squeeze the baby before he comes out. Yeah, but also after 10 kids, everyone will chap and all the boys are dying. Zog de Buskerov, that he said like this. He told them, I could tell the Mitzrim to do it also. But the Noyach is Neragala Ubri. You, Bnois Yisroel, you're not Neragala Ubri. So you, I'm telling you, if not, I will kill you, since Pekuach Nefesh for you. So you're allowed to kill the Ubri. Because Ben Yisroel is not Neragala Ubri. So Mele, he told him, you could kill him al Avnoim. I'm not asking you to kill him after he comes out. And forget, you see later, what the Miyada said. When we come, the ready baby is born. So then already he did tell us to kill them then. Then he knows that Miyadas will not listen to him. But he told him, kill him when Allah knows him. So the Miyadas told him, yeah, but even Ben Yisrael, it says that if he kills, he's chayav misa b'dei shamayim. Vatirena Miyadas asay Elohim. They told him, but it's a misa b'dei shamayim. V'melo, we can't do it. As he's like the whisker off. So what the pasuk? ותראינה מיד עשה אלוהיקים ליוסו כאשר דיבר למלך מצרים ואת חיינו עשה ילודים. נפוסק עוזוויתר, פוסק חוף א', והיא כי יורה מיד עשה אלוהיקים ויאס להם בתים. What is ויאס להם בתים? רשי says בתים, פוסק חוף א', בוטי כהונו ולוויה ומלכוס. So the Mephoshim say, Givaldi Kibshat. Why Dafka Discha? The Maisa de Wazoiche that came out from them, Kehuno, Leviyo, Malchus, Chashmonoi. Because Pari only said to kill the men, the Schor, not in the Kavis. So the Maisa Yidin will be, because Akum Abal Bas Yisrael have not Kosher. So Yidin will be. So there's no Chashash, there'll be no Yidin. But what will not be? Will not be Kohanim. Will not be Levim, it will not be Malchus. Kohanim, you have to have Zerah Kehuna. Levim, you have to have Malchus. You know, from Hurdus, you have to have Akum Abbas Yisrael, Avlad Kosher, but it's possible. Mekerev Ochecha to see Malach HaMelech. So Mida can make it Mida. That they save the man. Oh, maybe open the window a little bit. That they save the man. So because they save the man, and because of them, Bizchus them, was Chorim Beklal Yisrael, so Vayas Lohem Batim, so there was Zoyche, Mida Kenegel Mida, that the Kehuna Leviya came out from them. Zog the Pasuk Vaita, Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach Es Bas Levi. Vayikach Es Bas Levi. ותרו אישו בתלת בן ותירו אישו כי תויבו ותצפיננו שלושה ירוחי. So before we start this parsha, the Biskerov would say every time when he would learn this parsha, he would say, Paro he made a gzere kol ha-ben ha-yeloi la-yoyro ta-shlichu. Why? We'll see in a second. Chazal say that he saw ברוח הקודש. Rashi says that he saw. The Medr says, ויהיה מלך מלך מצרים למיידוס העבריוס אשר שם אח השפרו בשם השם הספור. Vayoymer. What is Vayoymer? Vayoymer. Because he says, I saw Beruach HaKodesh, Rashi brings down, that Osin Meshiyom, Shel Yisrael Leivoled, and I'm not so sure if it's by Goyim, by Mitzrim, by Yidin. So he asked, Kol HaBela Yiloy Da'ayot Tashlichu. At the beginning he said, only the Yidin, and by Posik HaBez, by Yitzav Pauri, Lechol Amoy, Lemer Kol HaBela Yiloy Da'ayot Tashlichu. Rashi says, look at Posik HaBez, Lechol Amoy, Afaleyem Gozar, Yoyim Shenoylad Moishe, אמרו לו הצטנינוי, היום נוילד המוישיע, אין לנו יוידים עם מצרים עם ישראל, ורואים שסויפו ללכס על המים, לפי חוך גוזר אוי סיים על המצרים, שנאמר כל הבן האלוהיד, ולא נאמר כל הילוד לעברים, והם לא יוידים שסויפו ללכס על מי מריבו. So Rashi says פשט את פוסק חובייס, that it says by Yitzhak Paru Lecholam Eleimer Kol Abena Eloi Nairot Ashlichu Kol Abbas Nechayun, and he got a message from his Itztegninim, today he was born, but we're not sure if it's a Mitzri or a Yid, so he decided to kill all the Mitzrim also on that day. What it was, Mishani was not sure. The Teretz says, because Be'etzim he was born from the Yidin, but he grew in Beis Paru. Kol Amegad of Yosef Mesech Be'isoi as Choshu Bnoi. So Mitzadech, they saw he's a Yid, they saw he's a Mitzri. They said, we don't know what to tell you. We see he's a Yid, we see he's a Mitzri. We're not sure from where he is. This is the Pshat in the Tzignanim. So he said to kill everyone. So the Biskarov, and who took care of the baby? Paru. Biskarov says, a person never has to be scared from the Gzeri of the Goyim. If Hashem wants, the Goy that decides to kill you, he will be the one that will raise you up.
Why did he kill him?
What? He didn't know that it's Moshe.
He said every day he killed all the boys.
No, so only that.
He didn't see him three months after it.
Every time we learn this parasha, he says, the one that wants to kill, the one that he's trying to kill, Hashem will bring him to his house, he will feed him, he will raise him, he will teach him. As Ebenezer, you know, we told Nizogindos, but as they stated in Ebenezer, that why Moshe Rabbeinu grew in Beis Paroi, because he had to be the Moshiach, the king of Klal Yisrael, that he will have Ginune Malchus. As they stated in Ebenezer. When Hashem made Moshe to live in a Beis Malchus, Vali has to be the Manik, that he will come from a house that has Ginune Malchus. We can't say it ourselves. Aber as they stated in Ebenezer. So the male, Vataro Isha Vatelet Ben Vatikra Oisoi Vatera Oisoi Kitoivu Vatatspinenu Shloi Shirochi Velo Yochlo in Atspina Vatikach Lo Tevas Goimo Vatachmerenu Bechemo Bezefes Vatosem Bo Esayelet Vatosem Basuf Vatitzatze Vachoisa Merochoik Ledeo Maya Oseloi. And Miriam went and stand near the Yair to see what will happen. So the famous vault of the Panovich Rav. Panovich Rav once went to collect money for Panovich. He came to a town. The rabbi of the town told him, listen, in our town, Baruch Hashem, everyone gives tzedakah. Baruch Hashem. We have tzedakah funds. We don't need. But if the Rosh Hashiva wants to give a drasha and the parsha, the Eilam will be very happy. But you know, no appeals for money. So Panovich Rav was Pasha Shmoy. So Panovich Rav said, Beseder. He got up. He said, Fashtemish. Chazal say that Amram and Yocheved separate. Because it was a gzeire, kol ha-ben ha-yoyin ha-oyot ha-shlichu. So they got divorced. They didn't want to bring kids to the world to kill them. Miriam, so Rashi says it by us in Pasuk Aleph. Va'ikach is Bas Levi. What do you mean, he takes Bas Levi? Pirush hoyo, poirash hoyo mimeno mipnei gzeire asparoi. שאמר לו ביטוי של חוק קושי משל פארוי פארוי לגוזר אלה על הסחורים עד הוא גוזר אלה לקייבס. And the Medrash says, and she told him, I could see that from you will be a Moshiach. ויחזירו ועושה בליקוחים ואפי נבחר לי יש נאירו. And she was 130, like Rashi, because she was born בן החוימס. And then the baby was born, the whole house became full with light. And then they can't hide him anymore, so they go to put him into the water. And the Medrash says, Amram told Yocheved, nu, what will be with your nevuah? You see what happened? We have to throw him out of the water. It doesn't say that Amram went to see what will happen. It doesn't say that Yocheved went to see. They took the little baby, they put him in a little basket, and they put him in the water, and they let him to go. The only one that went to check was Miriam and Aviyah. Only Miriam and Aviyah went to check. Amram didn't go. I was also a Navi. Miriam and Aviyah, she's the one that had a nevuah. What Amram thought? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. Ba'at Tiglim, Atavoyim, Ba'at Adoyim, Chazal Taros, they left the babies and Hashem took care of them. Miriam and Aviyah was the only one that didn't trust. So in Brisk, they say a Teretz, that is the halacha that a Navi has to be in charge of his Nevuah b'Niskaya. We know Yoina stands outside Nineveh to see if the Nevuah. What do you mechutin? He said the Nevuah, go away. He wants it. No, he's bothers him. If his Nevuah is not Niskayim, he's kilu achroi. Yirmiyahu state, he will be achroi on his Nevuah. A Navi is achroi to mekayim his Nevuah. Navi oimed al Nevuah. Mele Miriam, we see, we learned last parashas that Yosef is handling with the brothers. So Drashi, why is he handling with the brothers? The kind that Binyamin has become to make the Nevuah that the Chalasar Kichov Mishtachim. Why are you helping Kadosh Baruch Hu? Stop the chapping your brothers. Let the Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring Binyamin. Who asked you to try to bring Pari, to try to bring Yankiv? The Terence is, you had the dream, for sure it will be happening, but your Chiyuv is that the Nevuah bin Iskayim. It's a very brisk Keteira, there's a lot of rayas that the Novi is Oymed al Nevuah Asri. Yosef is Mishtadr that the Achim will come. Yoina is Mishtadr that Ninveh will be Nefeches. So Miriam was Oymed to try. It's a brisk Keteira. And Panu Bicharov is like the other Terence. Panu Bicharov said, and I heard the Chafetz Chaim said the same word, he knew she would be saved. He knew for sure she would be saved. He wanted to see that big hand stretches. He knew there would be miracles to save this little baby. She went to see how the Nisim will happen. She wanted to see this miracle. This is what she went to see. Chafetz Chaim was medayik the pasuk. Maya Oseloi, it says in the Mekoshesh, Vayusam b'mishmor ki loy purash maya aseloi. Rashi says, Yoidim shohayom misa, el elo yoidim b'eizem misa lehorgoi. Yoidea shohayoti notzel. She wanted to see how he will be saved. This is what she went. This is the part of Shalom Shad. So he finishes Drosha in that shul. This is what he said in that shul. So he said, when I go around the world to collect money for Panovich, he said, I know Panovich will be okay. I just go around to see who will be Zoicha to give. At least I know this town was not Zoicha. And he went off. This was his Drosha. They have an Ezrafek Takasha. Soro Imenu had a baby when she was 100. Such a trask. Yocheved had 130. That's what Rashi says. She was born ben Achoymas, and she became old. So why is no trask in the Torah here? I want to explain the question. Avada, in the beginning of the Torah, people give birth for 100, 500, 700. Okay, this was before Nismah Adu Adoymas. But then there's a drop, and no one could have Lebas Meotelet. Can be. It's impossible to have a baby 100 years old. So if it's impossible to have a baby for 100 years old, then Pitom, no story. As if like Devin Ezra. So the Ramban says a Teretz, that the Teretz, no, Ramban says a different Teretz, it's from the Yaakov Tzvi. The Ramban says a Teretz that only a Nes al Yedei HaMalach is brought down in the Teretz. A Nisim that are not al Yedei HaMalach, Shinui HaTeva, that was not that Hashem said before, the Torah doesn't mention Dalt Nisim. Now, Piryon L'Shloima, this is the Sefer from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch al HaChumash, he says, Yotaretz. The Kitzur says, Yotaretz. That already, we saw the miracle once. So already said, Shakash Baruch Hu could do these miracles. Now we're going to different miracles. But the Magid Midubna said, he'll be masmet with a Moshel Mikva. Said, two poor people went around to collect. After a couple of years, they met. So the first person tells his friend, I'm telling you, all over nice Yidden. But Kletzk, Mamash Givaldi Gestalt. You know, everyone gave me two Zehuvim. From Kletzk? When I was there, everyone gave me four Zehuvim. He said, tell me when you were there. He said, I was there poor. He said, Purim is Nishkin Chachmah. Purim everyone gives. Chachmah is during the year. So in Mitzrayim, everyone was Shisha Bekeres Echad. The Yidden were giving birth unusual. Someone gave, and she had six in one child. She had 130. The whole lady was Shaloka Darech HaTeva. That's the Nishkin grace and ness that another lady has with 130. But when everything was going normal, it was like the Magen Midubne. And sorry, Meinu, Punktzlach had a baby 100. And thus macht the Torah at Rask. Shein the Wolf of the Magen Midubne. Pasuk says weiter. I want to say the Venezra a little bit more. says another pshat. Again, only the Venezuela could say it. Why Moshe Rabbeinu had to grow? So I said one pshat that he will have Malchus Nikim in it. Ve'oy davar acher zog de Venezuela. Ki ilu oyo godel ben echov. No, only the Venezuela could say it. It's in our pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. I'm saying nachamot. It's good to know it. I'm all you need it in your life. Ki ilu oyo godel ben echov. Ve'yakiru min urov. And they would know Moshe when he was young. They'll feel, you know, friendly with Moshe. It'll be hard for them later in life to accept that Moshe Rabbeinu is a bigger person. They played in cheder together with him. He had to be separate. That's the reason the big rebbes, the rebbe that they know that is mamshich, they, you know, they separated him when he was a cotton already. It's not stamanog. Else is not mucha, because the oilam that you're friendly with doesn't mean that they're going to learn in your yeshiva. But Moshe Rabbeinu has to be a manik from Klal Yisrael, zog de ba'o Ibn Ezra, because Shmuel had to separate him. I want to explain it. Ibn Ezra is bad, and Shmuel Gad is, Moshe Rabbeinu, Peder has to be davar with pik dusha. So Chazal said he didn't want to take a nurse from the. But why you have to grow by power? So the Miskarov says that Shmuel wants to show, Paro, you will be Megadol, the one that will take you out. You think that it's Shalaki Darachat, you're trying to kill them. I will show you nothing stops me. I could do it inside your house. But the Venezuela says another reason that you will not be together with them. What? Zog the Pasuk, the Dalet. Vayemo misom chole ish sar v'shoifet oleinu. Hala argeni ato imer. Kasher horakto es amitzri. ויירא מוישה ויאמר אכן נוידע הדבר אכן נוידע הדבר זאת רש"י כמשמעי ומדרשוי נוידע לי הדבר שהיסי תומר עליו מה חוטו ישראל מכל האומויס ליאס נרדים בעבוד הספורך אבל רואי אני שהם ראויים לכך חפץ חיים מקס היון פפים דס רש"י שייתם רש"י בקוס נושן הורא קלארס הוא סופרים עם מצרים Nikashet Amot Mizrach. Shibun Mitzrayim came because of Shinor. It's not a deal. Rashi says Pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I have the Pshat. Ochen Noida Dovo. I know what is the story all about. Shibun Mitzrayim, till today we don't know what it's all about. Kura Barzim. There's a Pasuk. Ochen Noida. There's not a Drash. A Metra Shneelam somewhere. Ochen Noida Dovo, Rashi says. Kipshutoi. Stop. People know that what happened with me. Umedrash Agod is a Klashi. Now I know what happened. So the Chavetz Chaim and Givaldik. Avad the Klal Yisrael were Nun Shari Tuma. Nun Shari Tuma. Means of the Zohar out. I had a Maise with a Yid. Zohar in the Nomen. Came to me 2 years ago. He feels as a Kitrug on him. He feels. You can tell me what is a kitrug in me. I feel as a kitrug. So I don't know you from nowhere, you know. I knew a cousin, I knew a nephew of his. I feel as a kitrug. She said, no, I know that you could tell me what is a kitrug. I said, you know, I'm telling you I don't. You know, I'm saying, I could tell you that I don't. I tell you I'm a human being like you. I don't. He said, listen, I have a reason, I'm telling you. I have a reason that I know, but you could tell me the reason. I'm telling you, I didn't know the reason. I'm telling you, Claude, so tell me I'm not leaving the room. I was sitting in this room 2-3 years ago. And so I thought, Kushboch, you know, take out of my words the right thing. So I said to him, yeah, you're pugging someone very much. Terrible. You forget terrible in someone. And the words like Hashem took out of my words. And this person is mamish, you mamish spoiled his life. And he's mekatrik. And if not, something could happen right away. So he said, how you know? I said, I don't know. He said, I'll tell you the truth. It was a person that was a gabbe in a shul somewhere. Careful with the details, I don't want to get back to the person. And the kids are my said. And this person, I was afraid of this person until he became Ois Gabe, Ois Hakol, Ois everything. And he told me that he will never be Moichami. And he was Mikalei Niklol and Imretzis. that I will lose my son. But Lemaisa, I asked the Gdoyle, and the Gdoyle told me to do it to him. I said, it doesn't make a difference. We have to go to ask Mechila from him. We have to go to ask Mechila. Why? And I said this Rashi. As the Chofetz Chaim says, Pshat. A person is Mikat. Klal Yisrael have Averis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel. He's Ma'ali Ma'il. When you go and say bad on someone, and you Mekatrig on someone, Kivyochel, someone comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day and says, this person is a bad person. Moshe, you have someone that builds a building without permission. So the government closes the eyes. There's a guy that nudges every day the government. You know, there's a house there without permission. There's a house there without permission. Eventually the government goes and closes down the Yenim. Not because Yenim said. Other because there's someone that nudges HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aber Yenim, Aber Yenim, Aber Yenim. When someone says Loshonore, Zog the Chofetz Chaim, Kivyochel, it gives a piece of chintet to the Mekatrigim. You also talk about my kids. So the Mekatrigim have a right. And what destroys Klal Yisrael is the Nun Shari Tume. It's about Timoleh Oretz Oysom. When Moshe said, Kol Zman they don't talk, there's no schus to the Kitruk. When they talk, Lashonor is like the Chofetz Chaim, this is the Choymer. Because Baruch Hu says, you're not careful, I'm not careful. I will have the Mekatrigim. So I told this person, if you're a tzaddik, I heard the ones from Adam Gadol. So you did b'shlichus negdoli, I'm not worried for you. But Yenem, you're right, when you check the Yenem, nothing will happen to you. But the Yenem every day knocks on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chatzkel doesn't daven, Chatzkel ate in a restaurant, Chatzkel is not sneers, Chatzkel is not... This negdoli didn't promise you that he can't knock on the door. If you have someone that you did an avla to, and every day davens to Hashem, and the avla that you did to him, there's nothing can happen to you. But this is if you're a tzaddik. If you're not a tzaddik, Yenem reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Aber Yenem, was mit Yenem? So I decided to hire a person and to go to ask Mechila from that person. And he was Pagia. I thought, I don't know this person so much. I wanted to hire Mati Zeiger, is the one that I decided to hire. Could I ask him? I applied, well, give him out the money, and I arrived in America. I was all ready to do it. And I was about to call the person. No, he didn't let me to do it. That we're going to ask Mechila. And I called that person, and on the other line, in that second, the sun disappeared somewhere in the water. That minute his son disappeared and he died. And you know, I will promise I will never say the story out. From then I became very close to him. But a person has to know the kitruk, this is what the Chofetz Chaim says in our pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, the whole goal of Mitzrayim is Lashon Hara. It's not only Lashon Hara, it's Ein Toivo. You don't, Yenem, Yenem doesn't have it, Yenem. You're all busy pushing people down. If you're a tzaddik, push the whole world down. Nothing will happen to you. Yeah, it's not gishmak. But if you're not a tzaddik, you speak about Yenem, such an avle, he's not a malmidus. You also bow with 100 people. When you say it, the kitruk starts on you. That's given the time on Moshe Rabbeinu. I'll just finish with one little vote. It's really late. Peregim el posuk hey, a vote in a maise. ויאמר התקרא ולאם שאל נעליך מעל רגליך כי עמוק עם אשר אתה עומד עליו עד מס קודש. So first we'll say the Maisa and then I'll say a vault. As I forgot the names, but it was like 400 years ago, one of the Arab countries, that was a big argument in between the Arabs and the Yidden, you know, who is right, you know, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. So the Arabs claimed that Hashem likes them and the Yidden claimed that Hashem likes them. So the king, the sultan they called it, you know, he called the rabbi, and they called the caddy, is the way they call him, to come to argue. Because the rabbi comes in, you know, when you come into the room of the sultan, this is the way they call the king, you're not allowed to go with shoes. So everyone took off the shoes. The rabbi never went there, he took off the shoes, but he was holding onto his shoes in his hand. And you know, he walks in with a pair of shoes. Kids in the caddy decided, you know, he will win the case. Said, king, I think we don't even have to argue. But people with such low level that walk in with the shoes to the room, I think everyone understands who is the argument. So the rabbi said, I want to answer. In Parsha Shmos it says, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal na'alecho me'al reglecho. It doesn't say later that Moshe put on the shoes. Why does it say later that Moshe put on the shoes? The Torah says, we have a Messiah that the Arabs stole it. So every time when we're near Arabs, we're walking with the shoes on our hands. We don't take it off. So the Arab got up and says, Shaka, it was never Arabs there. It was never Arabs in the world then. So said, you made it that the Arabs were not before the Yidden? And then he won. What's the next? But the Maharal says, Pshat, what is the Pshat taki that you take off the shoes when you come to Mokim Kaddish? What is the Pshat? So we said one Pshat later in the parshas that the shoes are not a levush really. In the old days, we said clothes are levush. People wear clothes not only to protect sneers and not only to protect temperature, clothes are for beauty. Mono mechabduse, simlos cholibos ma'al raglecho, me'alecho. But shoes are only really not to get dirty in the mud. That's the reason when you come to Beis Hamikdash, you take off the shoes. Well, today people buy expensive shoes, that's meshugasim. But the yesoidoi, clothes are mono mechabduse. Shoes are not. The Maharal says, the Maharal says when you put on the shoes, you make sure also they call tzolki. Some people don't do it in Yom Kippur because it says that if you don't wear shoes, you don't say, no, the machzorim, it's more down. Some people don't say, also they call tzolki. What is the shachas, also they call tzolki, the shoes? No shachas. There's a reason we say it. And also we have slippers on, Chmein. But everyone remember, if you remember the good machzorim, I don't know the art school, the matzah, but in my machzorim is a little star, some people don't say. You never saw the matzah? I don't know if you have art school or not, but don't mention it. So what is the pshat? Zog the Maharal, very poshtizah, said that shoes are made from the skin of an animal. That the aside of shoes, ba'atzim, is that mayofis, papa'omim, basnodiv, Ha'oila b'na'alayim li'Yerushalayim, that you put the oil of the behemoth under the shoes, is ki'ilu, the whole world, we know it's a madrege, chai tzumeach, chai, odom. And the odom is above all of everything. This is the reason the shoes are mesamel, that our shlita is on the behemoth. And this is when we wear the shoes, we say, she'osali kol tzolki, that the whole world is meshubit to me. This is the reason that the Maharal, that in Yom Kippur, that you don't wear leather shoes, you don't say she'osali kol tzolki. Not because you don't have slippers on. The whole idea of the leather shoes, and we see that the chefs have shoes, Mele Zokta, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is no shlita. It's no shlita. We said that Yoav, Uriah was married to Malchus because he said Adoni Yoav in front of David HaMelech. So Zokta, what was that? He said Adoni Yoav. Because you don't call, even the Prime Minister in front of the King, you don't say Adoini. Because he's the Melech. The Melech, Shal na'alecho me'al raglecho. Val, this is the Oymek of Na'alayim. This is the Oymek of Na'alayim. The Maharal explains, I'm saying, it's a shmuz for a whole hour. Chanoich, Shait, Chanoich, Vaisalech, Lefnei Elohim. Rashi Chazal said that he was be Tefer Na'alayim. Chazal said, Chanoich, that he was Tefer Na'alayim. Na'alayim means to Meshabit the Briya to the Odom, and the Shlita of the Odom. Meaning when you come to Mokim Kodesh, you have to take off the shoes. Because in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't say, I'm Shoret on the Behemah. Ke HaMokim HaShara Ta'im HaRolov, Ad Maskoidesh.